This podcast is brought to you by Boomer Naturals Face Coverings. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the Boomer Naturals Face Covering banner. At checkout, put in code HowieCar20 and save 20%. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I will use my voice in the most uplifting way possible. And do everything in my power to educate my community.
If you ask me, it sounds like a cult.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Boston police and protesters coming together. Officers, you see here, taking a knee following calls from the crowd.
Suddenly, I feel all sweet and warm and fuzzy.
You're a disgrace to this department and to that badge on your chest.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Stop lying to us about wearing, about using tear gas. We saw it. It happened.
Maybe they didn't have tear gas. I don't know, but they had the elements of it.
My option is to displace the mayor of New York City and bring in the National Guard.
The National Guard should not be brought here. The people of New York City are much more powerful than anything the National Guard could do.
I don't know what planet Mayor de Blasio parachuted in from, but I don't see him carrying his happy ass down there and trying to protect people.
Unchained and unstoppable.
77-year-old David Dorn, a retired St. Louis police captain, was found dead.
Come on, this is about the granddaddy, cuz. Oh, some TV. He gone, bro. Oh, some TVs, cuz.
Yes, America is burning, but that's how forests grow.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
That last Charlie Parker cut really got the texters excited, and I'm sure it got all the listeners excited. 781, pardon me, Charlie Parker, how well we do our jobs? You've taken away our jobs. 561, I know how to stop the looting. Tell Charlie Parker the looters have incorporated, and he'll shut them down. Another 781, we've been closed 4 months now. 4 months.
Did this just happen?
James Woods tweeted out today, Democrats were literally arresting Americans for opening their businesses, but are now silent as protesters burn them down. You were fined for worshiping in your church, but are now cheered for marching in screaming crowds. That sums it up well. We got more cuts to play as we go through the final hour of the show today. But first, we're joined by Frank Mendoza. We've had him on the show before. He owns Monica's on Prince Street in the North End, and he's a native Bostonian. He's lived in Boston and the North End all his life, and he's been suffering along with all the most of the residents who aren't on public payrolls, and certainly restaurateurs. Frank, just wanted to check in with you. How are things going?
I don't know, man. Things are, like, it's hard to believe how things are going. You know, you don't know what to believe right now. You know, things are weird. You know, every day things have changed. Now we have these social problems that we have in the city and you know, in the rest of the country. So doesn't look too bright for us guys over here, you know?
So tell me what it's been like in the North End. Your restaurant is shut down. They're basically telling you that you're not going to be able to reopen at the same level. We're in what amounts to the summer, and you're still not open. This is the prime season for everybody, tourist, hospitality, lodging, everything in Massachusetts, and you're shut down. How do you feel?
Well, I feel terrible, man. My life and the rest of our lives over here has totally changed. We, you know, the way it looks like it right now, I'm not looking to being open anytime soon. You know, on Saturday the city's going to announce something about the 8th, about the outside seating. But you know, I live right around the corner from the old Knott Church. It's one of the oldest neighborhoods in the city. My sidewalks and my streets are tiny, so So I'm not expecting any outside seating. Then I got to wait two more weeks, three more weeks for another phase to come out. Then I get like 25% or 50%. I got 49 seats. You know, you understand what 50% is of, you know, of 49, and then by with the division, 6 feet. My sum is gone. I to tell you the truth, I'm more smarter to keep my place closed than to open it. And especially with the way that things are going right now, where there's no tourism, there's no shows, these guys canceled everything, there's riots on the street, you know, who the hell is going to want to come to Boston? You know what I mean? So to tell you the truth, even if I do open, even if they gave me 100% occupancy, I don't think I'm going to do the same kind of business that I was doing last year or 3 months ago. You know, I bet you I would have a better January than a July. You know, and it doesn't look like anything is going right. It doesn't look like any direction is going. They gave a permit up to 20,000 people the other day. You know, and I understand this injustice, man. I'm not stupid, and I see it. I see it with my own eyes every single day. But we're getting injustice over here. This neighborhood's falling apart. You can see in people's eyes there's this despair. Okay, people don't know what to do. You know, I'm lucky enough to be in a good space. I'll close down for the rest of the summer. Okay, and in the way that this look, God forbid, there's another spike. You know, the king and the queen are going to tell us we have to bow down, and we're going to have to close down again. You know, it's not fair. And let me tell you something. Nobody's coming out for us over here. It's been 3 months, okay? No one's advocated for the people. You could barely hear any of their speeches. They barely talk about us. I'm telling you, Howie, if you could see the look in the people's eyes around here, it's a sign of disparity, man. We're hurting over here. We're broken, okay? My spirit is broken, okay? To see what's going on in the rest of the country, in my city, in my state, it's disgusting. You know, I'm so dull, totally disenfranchised with everybody, okay? And let me tell you something. They took my life away. I got 3 kids. I got to support them. My brother Patrick has 4 kids. One of them just got into LSU, like I told you last time I was on the radio. My brother George has 3 kids. My brother John is in Hoboken, New Jersey right now, dealing with the same garbage that we're dealing over here. Okay? Right. He has a restaurant called Amanda's. You know? He can't open up neither. He's selling to-go cups. You know who's selling to-go cups? Nobody. There's nobody out here, Howie. It's empty. You know,
well, that's what I was going to ask you about that. Your state rep is Mikulewicz, and he's the House Chairman of Ways and Means, and he's tinkering with this bill that's supposed to come up before the House tomorrow, and they say that they're going to waive the late fees for paying the meals tax, and they're going to give you perhaps the opportunity to sell takeout drinks up to 64 ounces. Is that going to help you?
Now, Howie, what does it mean, waive? Because waive means that I'm going to have to pay for it later on. Either way,
right.
I'm going to have to pay it on. Unless they tell me, you know what, sorry, you guys had, you don't have to pay them. You know what I mean? We're sorry about everything, this and that. You know, I know our representative, Lydia Edwards, I seen her one day. She drove by. She was in a graduation parade. I haven't seen her.
Oh, that's your city counselor.
Our city councilor drove by in a parade, and she did one Zoom, okay, with a few restaurateurs around here. But she didn't even tell anybody else about the meeting. They only had a few guys over here, okay? And you know what? I'm not a political guy, man. I work. I don't come out here and do this. I don't want to be on the radio. I don't want to be on the news, okay? We're desperate. That's the only reason why I'm here on the phone trying to talk to you, because I know you're trying to put the word out, okay? You know, let me tell you something, man. What we've seen the last few days, what you see at Home Depot and Walmart, it doesn't make sense. Why am I going to be spreading the disease? How am I going to be the cause of a spread? I'm not making any money over here. And they close. If we reopen, say tomorrow they decide we have to reopen up at 100%, I would need them to tell everybody to come back outside, okay, that it's safe, okay? Because they scared the hell out of everybody. Everybody's totally scared. Okay, nobody wants to come out. You know what I mean? The elderly people in this city are going to be the last group of people who come out, if they come out at all. Okay, the third is going to be the rich. Okay, the second is going to be the ones that are going to wait for the first. You know, come on, man. Let me tell you, the summer's over, Howie. The way it looks like it, I'm better off closing. It'll cost me cheaper to close than to open. Okay, with this kind of a government, with a state and a city that's not pumping us up, not telling people, come on, come out. We need to recover. What kind of other disease did they create? Because to tell you the truth, Howie, I feel sick. And I just got my test back 2 weeks ago from the coronavirus, and I passed. Okay? We all feel sick around here. We are tired. We are sick and tired. The injustice that's happening in this city, in this state, in this country, with both parties is ridiculous. Okay? And I don't want to play politics, man. I'm a hardworking immigrant. okay? I came here from South America. My father got political asylum. He tried to get political asylum, and they said they left for economical reasons. Carmel Law and Joe Kennedy sponsored my father to stay in this country. He was a doctor for PTSD for veterans on Court Street. We're good people, man. There's other good families over here. They're going to have to figure out how to pay their rent. They're going to have to juggle their budget, go out of their pockets, you know? And I'm telling you, man, for some people, it's okay. Okay? Some people own the building. Don't wait for 100%. Don't wait for the crumbles to drop and see how many seats we could have and stuff like that. But there's other people over here, and we're tired. To tell you the truth, I want to go back to work. Why am I getting punished? Why do I have... They told me 3 weeks. It's going to be 4 months.
What would you tell... If you could speak to Charlie Parker and Marty Walsh right now, what would you tell... And the you call it the king and queen, Charlie Baker and pay-to-play Polito. What would you tell them right now?
Where's my justice? I want to know where's the justice for my family. That's what I want to know. Okay? I want to know why I have to close. That's what I want to know. I want to know their facts. I want to see their scientific facts. I want to know why I can't provide for my family. They took my job. It's my 14th Amendment of rights. We live a country of laws, not rules. Okay? You have to pass laws. You can't just call out rules as you see it. And where's my justice? Okay? Let me tell you something. I have friends from every different culture, every different race, every different sex. Okay? I have 3 little girls. They don't even know nothing about any of this garbage that's going on. Let me tell you, the injustice that's happening in the city is disgusting. All right? The injustice that happens in Roxbury, the shootings in Chicago and New York City, it's gross. Okay? They're making us pit each other against each other. This neighborhood's the same way. You think people like the fact that I talk like this? My customers are writing me hate mails and hate texts. You know what I mean? There's no reason. And where's Lydia Edwards? Where has she been? I voted for her. I hosted her in my place. Where is she? We're starving over here.
Where's Mikulewicz? Where's Mikulewicz? I mean, your state rep has more power than your city councilor. Mikulewicz is like the, you know, he controls the state budget, and he's screwing around with giving you the right to sell takeout drinks.
Well, let me tell you, takeout drinks is not going to do nothing for me, okay? All right? And people are drinking already on the streets, and nobody's saying nothing, okay? The poor police department is afraid to get out of their cars, okay? They're told to hold down, okay? It's a mess out there. So go drinks ain't going to do me nothing. It's actually kind of gross, okay? The whole setup is kind of gross. You think I'm going to have a bartender stand over here and wait for it to go? What is it, like Mardi Gras? So you can go to the playgrounds, not play basketball, but you can go get drunk, okay? There's no basketball in my you know, after all the crap that we have to deal with, to walk up the street, okay, on either side of Prince Street and have no basketball courts is demoralizing. It's starting to get to your head. It's been 4 months now, okay? All right? You scared the hell out of everybody. No one's going to play basketball, okay? You know what I mean? It's a disgusting mess. You know, Howie, I don't know what these people are thinking, and they're very discouraging, man. I can't believe that this is America, my friend. The land of opportunity. We're living the oldest city in the country where it all started from. What are these people thinking?
Frank, I got to hold you there, but you know, I wish I could tell you something. I wish I could tell you something to cheer you up. But I don't see anything coming out of this. These you're right, the king and the queen, it's like Louis the 16th or the 17th and Marie Antoinette. They don't know what's going on in the provinces. Thanks for the call. That's Frank Mendoza. He owns Monica's on Prince Street in the North End, and I think he speaks for a lot of restaurateurs, not just in Boston, but across the state, and just small businessmen in general, and women in general. Thanks, Frank. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the maestro of microaggression. He's Howie Carr.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
Experience the amazing benefits of Super Beets. Take them twice a day. You'll feel better. Your blood pressure will improve. Your circulation will be better. Get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase when you visit www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
If you were a police officer, would you kneel before the protesters?
In the abstract, I think not. I don't know what I would do if it was I was actually forced to do it, but I'm going to say no. I would not.
62% say no.
All right. Byron, he not only dances, but he not only walks, but he dances just as good as he walks, or whatever Archie Bell and the Drells used to say in I Just Can't Stop Dancing. Go ahead, Byron.
Greetings, Howie. I just wanted to share an email I got from a friend of mine who's a Houston police officer. He was downtown yesterday at the crack of dawn and told me he did not expect to get home until after midnight. They were expecting 30,000 marchers. The reported number ended up being 60,000. Anyway, a short email he sent me this afternoon said, a group of protesters came near us yesterday, so one of our guys went to talk to them. One of the girls has a notebook. She was writing the names of people who arrived to protest. She said she was keeping track of them so they could get paid.
Paid?
Yep.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know, Byron. I mean, I don't know who's. You're hearing all these stories, and I'm just not sure how much to believe them. Are you?
I believe my friend.
Yeah. But, I mean, can you imagine how much money it would cost to be organizing these things on this kind of level?
Oh, absolutely. And yesterday there was a report from one of our local TV stations that the Houston Public Works had been picking up piles of rocks and bricks around town and was urging citizens to call in with reports of suspicious activity along those lines.
How is your county executive doing, the woman that was born in Colombia and just became a U.S. citizen 7 or 5 years ago? What's she doing? Is she still demanding that the cops arrest people who aren't wearing masks?
I think the riot train has sort of run over her.
Well, there is a silver lining to this dark cloud, right?
Every dark cloud has a silver lining, and the silencing of County Judge Hidalgo is one of them, at least in my opinion.
Yeah. So have there been riots in Houston, or has it just been fairly relatively peaceful and calm?
Friday night was kind of hairy. My wife and I were at a restaurant, and...
We're out of time, Byron. He said he and his wife were at a restaurant. See, this is the kind of thing you can say in Florida and Texas, but not in Massachusetts. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And again, you know, this former retired police captain in St. Louis, David Dorn, a black guy, 77 years old, murdered by the looters as he tried to defend his friend's pawn shop. Have you heard anything about him on MSNBC, CNN? Have there been any front page stories in the New York Times, Washington Post about... Yeah, I know. Exactly. No, nothing. 844-500-4242. Taylor, I'm going to leave this to you. You know, people are pretty angry hearing Charlie Parker just dithering and keeping the state closed down. And I thought Frank Mendoza made a really good observation. I never heard it put in quite these words. We are a nation of laws, not a nation of rules. That is so spot on an observation. Nobody has to pass a rule. You don't have to have a legislature enact rules and sign it into law and have hearings before you enact the rules. The rules are just issued. And that's what's happening here. People are saying, why doesn't Frank just open up? The reason he doesn't open up is because they will impose new rules, and the rule will be you violated the first rule, so we're going to take away your liquor license.
I think a lot of these businesses that are part of these subcommittees should divest from these subcommittees and form their own committee to reopen all together at the same time without these dubious instructions from the state.
Right.
It's ridiculous already. Enough.
I know. Take out drinks. I mean, are you kidding me? And what about the liability of, you know, so you can't go to church or you can't play basketball, but you can go by and get a takeout martini? This is their solution. And again, as he said, they're going to waive the meals taxes, waive them. It's like he said the last time he was on the air. They're going to let me open at 25% capacity. Am I going to have to pay 25% of my real estate taxes because I'm only taking in 25% as much income? Of course not. It's like these 91 economists that signed this letter last week to the governor saying that they should have higher taxes, increased taxes. They've crushed the economy. Now these economists want to raise taxes. I looked them up today. About over half of them work for UMass. Work. That's quotation marks, work. Some of them making $250,000 a year. They've been on vacation for 3 months. 3 months plus, and now they want to raise taxes so they can keep the vacation going. There's a total disconnect between those who are on vacation and enjoying themselves and just watching the rest of us die a slow death. God, it's really frustrating. 844-500-4242. We'll take a couple of calls. We got some sound to play. Play one Charlie Parker, Taylor, before we go back in.
So anytime there's big gatherings with close quarters, the potential for spread is real. And
thanks,
part
Dr.
of what's
Baker.
Been successful here in the Commonwealth for the past 2.5 months has been the commitment people have made, mostly voluntarily, to abide by the guidance from DPH and others.
What? Mostly voluntarily? Didn't he put out an order on May 15th? Was that it? Or May 13th? It was a Wednesday. I remember that.
DPH, are they the same ones who regulate the state nursing homes? How's that going? DPH, didn't they run the state chemistry labs in Jamaica Plain and in Amherst, where they had to throw out 38,000 criminal cases because one of the chemists was just making up the test results and the other one was ingesting all the drugs? DPH, are they the ones who regulated the New England compounding pharmacy in Framingham, which killed 70 people?
I remember when I could walk into a restaurant and they'd say smoking or non-smoking. I also remember when you could walk into a convenience store and it would say face mask or no face mask, but somewhere around the beginning to the middle of May, that changed to face mask only. And that was because of Tal Duvall.
And he says we can only move forward depending on how well we do our jobs. Do you understand, Tal Duvall, that a million fewer people have jobs now? Do you understand that anybody who can get out of the state, who can move out, is trying to find a way to flee this insanity that you've imposed? God.
Wearing a face covering, only going out if you have to, maintaining distance, washing your hands, sanitizing, all that stuff has had a tremendously positive impact on the growth of the coronavirus here in Massachusetts.
And that's why it's
obviously
that's why it's been possible for us to encourage looting in downtown Boston. Because we've been able to crack down on law-abiding citizens so that the rioters and the looters could come in and just destroy anything they want, take a few pot shots at the Boston Police Department and break out glass windows out of jewelry stores and loot clothing stores and shoe shops all the way from Newberry Street, Boylston Street, all the way up to Downtown Crossing. Just crush everything. That's okay. That's okay. Just don't plan on going to a golf driving range or going out to dinner. Riots are okay. Dinner, not so. No, that's forbidden. Verboten. verboten. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Howie. I wanted to bring up something from your guest the other day. The immigrant guy, was he in Houston? He had his whole store destroyed.
Atlanta.
Oh, it was Atlanta. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, before that, I just wanted a side mention because I heard some of the in the hate mail the other day. I got to tell you, I've been listening to you for over 20 years, and I think Grace and Taylor are the best team you've had in all the time I've been listening. So, anyway.
Thanks for saying that.
Hey, one of the things I caught was this guy was saying, I don't know why they targeted me. Everyone around here knows me. Well, again, obviously, it's clear because George Soros is shipping in these people. They're paid thugs who are being brought into riot. They're not the locals. They're not the local people peacefully.
I know everybody says that, Bill, but you know, even the Democrats, like in Minnesota, are promoting this line that it's all out of staters. But then you look at the arrest list, and it's mainly local people. And in Boston, the other night, it was 51 out of 53 were from Massachusetts, and the other two were from Maine. They're all locals.
Well, I mean, Massachusetts, are they being brought in from Springfield or what, you know?
I don't think you have to be brought. I mean, you know, if you hear there's a riot going to be going on, you're going to make your way down up from Fall River in New Bedford, aren't you?
Well, yeah, but again, they're not the locals, you know.
I guess it depends on your definition of local. I mean, you know, were the people that were circling the Chestnut Hill Mall the other night, were they all from Brookline? Probably not. But they're kind of local, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, all right, Howie. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks, Bill. Jane, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jane.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, your Monica's owner was fabulous, and as soon as that restaurant opens, my family's going to go visit it.
Thank you for saying that. A lot of people are saying that. Go ahead.
Well, you're welcome. A lot of things that you covered with Joe Concha, I was actually waiting for 40 minutes, but I had to go in to do a little adoration and pray for all these rioters and all these police. So I'm back waiting, and it's worth the wait, Howie, but it is unbelievable. I'm married to a police officer. I have a brother-in-law who's a police officer, both in the city. They're veterans. They're good Americans. They love God. They love their family. They leave every night, and they protect the people in Massachusetts. And it is unbelievable the treatment that these people are getting, not only by, you know, the politicians, the DA. I mean, that makes me sick to my stomach. I can't even think about it. In the, what's her name, Maura Leahy? I get her confused with
Maura
the other
Healy.
Lady that was Carrie Healy, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's embarrassing. And you know what? These people aren't all from out of state. You're right. They are local, and they're mostly young, and they are ignorant. And nobody can look at that tape of that police officer and agree with it. Probably very few people could in the world, right? So what are they protesting? They're not protesting. And this poor man, David Dorn, and seven other cops shot in 1 week. You cannot see that on the TV. I watched Don Lemon the other night for maybe 5 minutes because I couldn't stomach anymore. He's saying that this is a dictatorship, but he didn't say one thing about the seven cops that were shot and the two cops that died. And guess what? They're both black. I'm disgusted.
I know. How about the cop in Vegas? He was trying to take down one of these rioters, and some guy who's probably an illegal alien, another guy with a face tattoo, came up behind him and shot him in the back of the head, and now he's on life support. Is Don Lemon talking about him? Of course not.
And they're not. And you know what? I'm a teacher, and I teach a lot of kids in a wonderful district, and I love my students. I have had one student send me an email saying, I'm thinking of you and your family, and I'm sorry for what you're going through. These kids are brainwashed. They're brainwashed in the schools. And my own family, who watches CNN and MSNBC, only two people in my family have called me.
Mm. I'm sorry, Jane. I know it's tough for everybody right now. It's just and the more you try to be a decent person, the tougher it is. It seems like, you know, if you know they always tell you to play by the rules, but then the rules become these ridiculous edicts by the king and queen, as Frank Mendoza called them. Thanks for the call. How about Rachel Rollins talking about the police commissioner, William Gross? Let's play that cut, cut 18.
We should be proud that we have a commissioner in Boston who uses his voice to say this is unacceptable. That we have a sheriff in Suffolk County that uses his voice to say this is unacceptable. I'm a proud member of NOBLE, the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Officers. We issued a statement about this. But I want to remind you, the commissioner is management. And the commissioner is not the rank and file police officers that go out every single day and interact with our overwhelmingly poor black and brown communities. And people are fed up and exhausted.
Cross is management. I mean, technically he's management, but he came up through the ranks. I think he's paid his dues, as they say. Madam DA, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here, chumps. More Howie Carr after this.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zucco from Hanson, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
You signed off on it. You also said at the time you thought it was an above-average application.
Correct.
How could you sign off on something with this number of misrepresentations that the FISA court later came back and said, this destroys our trust in the FBI? You signed off on it personally. How could this happen?
I approved the submission of it, and four federal judges signed off on it too, Senator, because, like me, they believed that the information had been verified and was accurate.
Did they have a duty to verify the information?
No, the agents had a duty to verify.
Oh, so you did not have a duty to verify the information?
I had a duty.
It's your name on the application.
Well, I had a duty to make sure it had been verified.
Did you rubber stamp it?
Senator, the Deputy Attorney General or the Attorney General...
Just answer my question. Did you rubber stamp it? You said a second ago to Senator Cruz, said I didn't rubber stamp it.
That was Josh Hawley. The Wall Street Journal doesn't like him. They call him a populist in a hurry. He's the freshman senator from Missouri, used to be the attorney general. I thought that was pretty damn impressive. The four federal judges signed off on it. They signed off. The four federal judges should have been paying more attention, but they signed off on it because you signed the application to surveil Carter Page under pains and penalties of perjury that you were telling the truth, and you didn't give a damn about it, did you, Mr. Rosenstein? God. Oof. 844-500-4242. I was just looking at the homepage of the Palm Beach Daily News, the so-called shiny sheet down here. I didn't realize that there was a protest, a Floyd protest in Palm Beach. Here's the headline. Floyd protests, : woman, 80, is sole protester at event in town of Palm Beach. There's a picture of her. She's wearing a mask, and there are two cops and one protester, and she's 80 years old. Why would I go back to Boston? Ray, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ray.
Hi, Howie. How are you today?
Good.
Hey, listen, my heart goes out to that gentleman that called you probably about 20 minutes ago, the guy he was...
Frank Mendoza.
From the North.
Yeah, he's we asked him. He was a guest, yeah, but he's a good guy.
You know, honest to God, we bill ourselves in Massachusetts as the cradle of liberty, right? And, you know, when are people in this state going to wake up and realize that every time you go to the polls or mail your vote in, and you vote for a Democrat, you're voting for more of this nonsense? This is absolute tyranny at the hands of Charlie Baker and the mayor of Boston, Marty Walsh. These people want to be tyrants. That's all they are. And to restaurant owners and stuff, I just had to drive to New Hampshire, for God's sake, to get a pack of menthol cigarettes. I mean, you can't buy menthol. As an adult,
I know.
You can't buy menthol. You can't buy menthol cigarettes in Massachusetts, but you can get all the pot you want. And if you want, if you shoot heroin, you can have a clean needle sight to do it. But you can't, as an adult, buy a pack of menthol cigarettes. This is absolute insanity, and it's all because of the Democrats and tyrants like Baker and Marty Walsh. So to my restaurant owner friends out there, and I have a lot of them, God bless them, and stop paying your dues to any, you know, any restaurant associations, to the Chamber of Commerce. Just cut off all funding to these people, because you can see they're doing nothing to help you out by pressuring these politicians to get this boot, jackboot tyranny off the throats of business people in this community, you know.
Ray, the only correction I have to make is that Charlie Baker is technically, I know it's meaningless, but he is a Republican, supposedly. And Limerick Guy says that's one of the things that's saddest about Frank Mendoza. He probably voted for Charlie Parker thinking he was a Republican, but boy, did he get screwed. And, you know, people say, how bad would Marsha Coakley be? Could Marsha Coakley be any worse than this? No. I know they say, well, Charlie Baker at least says no to new taxes. Yeah, he says no to new taxes, knowing it's going to be overridden because the Democrats have much more than two-thirds of the state legislature. So he can posture as being anti-tax, but it doesn't really matter because they're going to raise the taxes just like they raised their pay. Back tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.